Shut up and sit down.
Hey kids, it's Casey dropping in your stream. You found the new episode of Painted Trash Podcast. Congratulations. It's a podcast of faggotry, discourse, and hilarity. On this week's episode, we're discussing Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's new album that's causing quite a stir. We're also talking about a bitch who got hogtied the hell up, okay? We're discussing anal beads, dildos, and other fun ways to pass time while being in a chess tournament. And as always, we're giving you your recommendations and talking a whole bunch of mess. But what made Mark say...
Fresh from the south side of Chicago, right. King of Country, Willie Wilson.
Find out on this country episode of Painted Trash.
Oh, there it is. Now, this
ching.
Is... Chinger.
Okay.
Now this is clear liquid. What was it called, girl? Clear liquor.
It's a liquid light. Okay.
Well, yeah. Now, you know, do you have nightmares, girl? This is a complete non sequitur. Do you have nightmares?
This was a non sequitur. I wonder where it came from. On occasion, I do.
Do you remember them in the morning?
Sometimes.
Okay. Miss Jeffrey's been having a lot of nightmares lately.
Uh oh.
And he's so weird because she'll go to bed immediately. So it's like,
it's
we've
so
talked about this before. She goes to sleep right
she's
away.
Right. She falls asleep. She lays asleep in bed, right,
falls asleep. Okay. And then it's within so 5 minutes, yeah, she's...
Oh, 5 minutes.
5 minutes, having a nightmare. And the other day, she had a nightmare as well. Then she had I don't know if this was a nightmare, but she had a dream that she was married to Miss Easton. And then I was married to Alex.
Oh.
And I said, well, I don't know if that's a dream or a nightmare. It could be both.
Right.
But it started making me think, girl, I have not had a nightmare that I remember in a long time.
Oh, I've had some. I've had some real doozies. I also have like wild dreams, like things that are more than fantastical. You know what I mean?
I want an explanation.
Well... like
more than like you're growing horns and riding a rainbow like that.
No, not necessarily that. I've never grown horns.
You're popping up out of an apple. I'm doing a jig.
Yeah. Sometimes like I'm growing like a piece of fruit on a tree.
Oh, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And
is she getting ripe, girl?
Well, aged,
starting
if you will.
Swole.
Well, she gets big and swole.
Okay, right.
One of the ones that I do remember was like I was the plane
and people were riding your ass across the country,
like kind of like Atreyu and Falcor.
Wow.
Okay,
and there you have it.
But there was only one person on the ride, and we were flying across.
Who
the
was riding you, girl?
I don't know who it was.
Okay, was it a man though?
Well, I have fantastical dreams like that. Like colors, things are colors they're not supposed to be. Like a tree will be red.
Uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm, ground will be blue, but not water. It's solid. It's very, it's like weird shit like that.
Okay.
But I do have some very deep dreams sometimes.
Oh, deep ones.
And we're not going there. Not tonight.
Do you get sex dreams, girl? Oh. Weddies? Does she do weddies?
I don't know what you, in as an adult who's already had the wet dream, the first, you know, but I can tell you this, have I woke up and I was blowing a load?
Yeah. That's a wetty, girl.
Oh. See, I don't know that I call that a wet dream because, like, a wet dream is, that's more than wet. Drenched.
Oh,
is what I call
it. Drenched it out.
It's a drenched dream.
I'm talking nocturnal emission, girl.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. I choked on my wine.
Right.
I've not heard of a nocturnal emission.
Really?
No, girl.
That's the term for when you're a kid. You're going to have a nocturnal emission. You don't want to say wet dream.
Well.
When you grow up in the South Christian, you say nocturnal emission.
When I grew up, we called it a wet dream.
Well, okay. I called it a wet dream, but it's called a nocturnal emission, girl. So we're educational.
Well, if we're anything, and that's been have for you had any, all five seasons.
So you're not doing a nocturnal emission. You're doing full-on nut blowing.
Right. And I didn't touch it.
Well, those are sometimes the best.
Right.
So do you remember what you were dreaming about when you blew that buster?
No. It's a nut buster is what that dream is.
Sounds like it.
I haven't had one in a minute.
Me neither, but I will wake up to attention, girl, as we talked about, and peeing is never fun at those times.
I mean, your bathroom's a wreck. That's why I don't go there.
Yeah. She has to do her breathing exercises. So when I wake up, I do that.
See, I gotta think about something else. I can't
focus. You think about grandmammy's vagina?
No.
That'll help it go down.
I would never. But I will start thinking about coffee or thinking about something like something I gotta do with work.
Now, girl, did you do anything of note this past week?
Well, girl, I'm here to tell you. You know, we've talked about, we certainly watched a film.
Oh.
You know, called Joplin. Do you remember that? There was the documentary about the mall that was closing.
Jasper Mall.
That's what it was. Jasper Mall.
God, I love that movie.
Yeah. It's a great
It'll make you cry.
Right. I mean, those old folks that were riding it out, girl.
And they would go there every day with their little club that sat in the area where you eat the food and play cards. And the flower lady who was the last standout.
Last lady standing.
That was a sad film.
Yeah. It was hard.
Oh, yeah.
But, bitch, I went to a mall that was packed.
Uh-oh, where?
Bitch, right here in Chicago.
Which?
I'm telling you what. It's so busy, you can't even wait for a goddamn elevator.
Tell me where the mall is.
You'll be waiting an hour.
Where's the mall?
The mall that I'm talking about. Now, I'll tell you, the Woodfield that we went to, girl.
That was a goodie.
It was a good mall, and it was packed.
Yeah.
It was busy.
Oh, yeah.
You'll wait 20 minutes for a fucking Starbucks there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where were you, girl?
We went to the Fashion Mall.
Is it an outlet?
It's a fashion outlet mall.
Is it outside?
No, girl. It's all indoor.
See, I like an indoor.
And that is out by O'Hare Field.
Fashion Mall.
Girl, it's not huge, but it's big. They've got all the goodies in there.
Did they have any of my goodies?
Well, they did not have an FYE. Girl.
That's what I was.
You're not gonna. You're not
Suncoast Video.
There's not a Suncoast Video. There's not even a Spencer's Gifts. It's an upscale. No Hot Topic, girl. We have got upscale
Gucci.
We're talking Gucci. We're talking Chanel. We're talking Prada. That's all on the second floor. Your first floor is going to give you the Gap. Mm-hmm. And
H&M.
There's no H&M there.
Sudoku.
There's not even a Zara there, girl.
Oh.
It was very interesting. It's an interesting mix of stores, but it was packed. Like Theory has their own store there.
Is that the big girl?
No. But I'm here to tell you, the mall.
Yeah, a food court.
When there is a food court and we ate there.
Were they upscale food? What did you have?
Well, they had a couple upscale places, girl. They had a Sbarro, so you'll be all right.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now,
but I didn't go there. But
any good mall needs Sbarro.
Well, they, of course, got the Chinese, two places.
Right.
But there was like a fancy like sandwich joint and there was a fancy.
What did y'all have?
Salad. You know, we had a good time. We were there a couple hours.
Just went on a whim.
Right. We wanted to get out of the house.
Did you come home with any goods?
No treasures. We didn't spend the coin.
Well,
you know,
but you had a nice time together.
We did have a nice outing together. And I'm pleased to know that some malls are going to make it, at least for now.
Not Jasper Mall. And I'm telling you, girl, not McAllister Square from when I was growing up.
Well, that it's already closed.
They had to turn McAllister Square into a tech college, girl.
Well,
okay.
It did. Well, I'll tell you what, the Great Northern Mall is about to be, get this, it's a one-story joint.
Yep.
It's going to be apartments. Now, how are you going to turn a mall
into
some apartments?
You'll find a way. They turned McAllister Square into a college. I used to go to the KB Toys. The next thing I knew, my aunt was taking a tech course there on computers. She was taking her computer economics, girl.
Right. I was eating a salad at Ruby Tuesdays, and pretty soon, I could have a salad in somebody's living room.
Right.
Okay.
May they rest.
Right. I live for a Ruby Tuesday salad bar. Now, bitch, what did you do?
Those brown croutons.
Wow. That's a pumpernickel bread, girl. For right.
Bitch, I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing of note. She worked till her bones
ached.
That's it.
Yeah? Now, do your bones ache, girl, when you sit all day?
No. They really ache today. Now, one thing I did do, girl, is me and Miss Jeffrey went ahead and we did a binge of a show. And it's not going to be my recommendation. So I'll talk shit about it now.
Oh.
Because you know I live for the traitors. Everyone does.
You do, girl.
So, and I watch them all. Okay? So I've seen all of the U.S. seasons. I've both of those. I've seen the UK, both seasons. Love them. Australia season one, loved it. So we went ahead and started Australia season two, and we went ahead and just finished it. Worst season of a reality TV show I have ever seen. Right. Okay?
Right.
The people on that show are by far the dumbest contestants in any game I've ever seen. I would rather pluck my eyes out than see it again. However, it's a piece of rotted shit, so...
Right.
But the last 10 minutes almost made it worth it. It's the worst TV show ever with the probably top five last 10 minutes of anything ever. So it's tough.
That is a tough dichotomy. What's interesting is you'd rather pluck your eyeballs out, but you cannot be bothered to see episode two of Fellow Travelers.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But I could watch that... When I'm telling you, I was throwing stuff. I was so mad. I was screaming at everyone. They would show any person, and I'd go, fuck you, bitch. Like that. I was so mad at everyone. So, girl, it's not a recommendation, but that's what I did. Okay.
That's a goody girl.
Well, let's take us a break, because when we come back, we're going to discuss the name on everyone's lips. Not their lips.
Right. But on the ones on your face.
Right.
Okay.
Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus.
Cowboy Carter girl.
Yeah, that's bounce.
Now, kids, unless you've been living under a rock, just a week or so ago, Beyonce went ahead and released Act 2, Cowboy Carter. Now, this is the part of a trilogy that started with Renaissance, and now it's Cowboy Carter, and then there'll be a third one. Wonder what she'll do then, girl. Any predictions?
I don't really have a prediction of it, to be honest.
Here's my thought.
What she has not conquered, and I will say this, Hard Rock.
That's true. And I think that is an obvious guess, is that she will do a full-on rock album, which I could see.
Which, I mean, name, and I would say this, and this is maybe spilling a bit too much tea, but name another person of color who is a hard rock artist.
Tina Turner.
Okay.
Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix.
Female. Tina.
Tina, for sure. I mean, she's the queen of rock.
Right.
And roll. And she did Tub, so maybe
they need a new queen. But Tina's the only one I can think of.
Do you know what would shake me to my toilet and back? And I think she gave a hint.
Thank God he didn't say the Tub.
I know. I think she gave us a hint in this album. Did you hear in the song Daughter where she sings a little opera?
Yeah, I would live for
what if she released an opera album, but with a Beyonce twist?
That I would be here for it.
Wouldn't that be wild?
It would.
Because she could highlight many Manigault stalwarts in the opera are African American, especially women.
Kathleen Battle Girl, right. For your nerves.
For your nerves.
Right. Now, do you know who else is another one, girl?
Who?
Leontine Price.
Girl. Oh, yeah. Okay. Leontine. So that could be very interesting. Now, kids, we thought we would do today in our midsection is we're going to talk about Cabby Carter. Okay. Right.
Not Cabby Carter. I'm not getting in with that Cabby. Okay?
No, girl, did you listen to the album?
Of course, girl. Of course. Listen to it the literally hours after it dropped.
Right. At 1, 2 in the morning, girl?
No. 3, 4.
I sure she was on the road.
Yeah, she was on the road.
Well, I'm going to tell you just, and who cares about my opinion, but I've never been a big Beyonce fan. Now,
right. You told me Renaissance is not good.
I did not like Renaissance at all.
Right. Now I live for it. Church Girls, oh.
Didn't like it at all.
That's my jam.
I listened to it when it came out. I've not listened to a single song since. Oh
my
God.
Church Girls is on my regular plays.
So I never cared too much of Destiny's Child. Of course, I like some of the songs, okay? But I will tell you, the self-titled surprise album...
I don't think you can handle this, girl. That's what I think.
Well, but can you pay bills is my question. Well, can you pay my bills?
I'm not paying your bills.
Because I have a few. You could pay my telephone bill. You could pay my automobile. It maybe then we could chill. But until then, no. Okay? I liked the self-titled album Beyonce. And then I lived for Lemonade because she was going through a breakup at that time and she had to go on a cruise.
I live for Lemonade. How do you feel about Sasha Fierce, girl?
No. I'll be taking none of that home. Yeah.
I'm not here for it. I live for it.
Yeah. Miss Jeffrey lives for it too.
Yeah.
So I've never been like a huge fan. And I got to tell you, in prep for Cowboy Carter, of course I was going to listen to it.
Of course.
You know, I'm going to give it a shot. And I knew, you know, I'd heard buzzings about Dolly being involved and this and that and what have you. So I was getting excited. So I listened to it the following morning when it came out. And I can tell you, girl, I was blown away. I've listened
to it probably
10 times through. And then I listened to my favorite songs 50 times.
You were turned out over it.
Wow. Okay. So what I thought we could talk about, girl, there has been quite an uproar in the good, bad, and thereafter.
Well, and it started before the album was released.
Right.
I mean, it started when the lead single dropped, girl.
I think to have a good convo on Cowboy Carter, girl, we got to do a little quick history lesson with Beyonce. Now, okay. So I brought a receipt with me, and I remember this as if it was yesterday. So this album began its gestation period of sorts in 2016, girl. So let's take a time travel trip back.
Okay, we're going to have to get in the DeLorean, girl.
Let's do it. Isn't that what Wayne did, girl?
Yeah.
From his world,
yeah,
with Dana Carvey.
When we were in his world, right?
Yeah, with Dana. So 2016 at the CMA Awards, the Country Music Awards, girl. Now, a little band called The Chicks. Now, this time I think they were called The Dixie Chicks, but that's okay. They had a new album out. Now, if you keep in mind, this was kind of a buzzworthy moment that they were even at these awards, because you remember when they said they were ashamed of George W. Bush, every redneck had to go throw their CDs out under the fucking thing that rolled over them, and they burned everything, and they hated
them. Oh, yeah. They were mad.
So the fact that they got to come back was kind of shocking, and what I love is that they went ahead and invited Beyonce to join them, and they did Daddy Lessons from Beyonce's album, which featured The Chicks. So anyhow, do you know what happened that night, girl, about?
No.
Well, she comes out onto the stage, and Tanner Davenport, now I don't know if it's a he or a she, so I'm going to go with they.
Or they.
Right. I don't know who they are. They're the co-director of the Black Opry, which some people probably don't even know there is a Black Opry. Girl wrote an article about being in the audience for the 2016 CMA Awards, where The Chicks introduced Beyonce. And in their article, he said, quote, "As soon as I heard those horns begin playing and I heard Beyonce say the word Texas, I knew that we were about to be in for a performance that I would never forget. The group that I was with stood up and we started clapping, and suddenly right in front of me, I heard a woman scream at the top of her voice, 'Get that black bitch off the stage.' After finding out who it was a prominent country music producer. She was booed. Half of the audience was booing during that performance. Now, you didn't hear it on television, but she was booed during the performance. The ratings for the CMAs that year were the highest they had ever been in history. They have still not reached the heights that they were on that night. And the way Nielsen tracks things, they can track by commercial break an uptick or something in the ratings."
Sure.
"And so the segment where Beyonce and the Chicks performed was the highest of the entire ceremony. Do you know that the following day, the CMA Awards website posted links to every performance from the show? Except that one was not there. So there was a sense from Beyonce, and she wrote in a March Instagram post promoting the album. She said, quote, "This album has been over 5 years in the making. It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcomed, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive." She went on to say, "The criticisms that I faced when I first entered this genre forced me to propel past the limitations that were put on me. Cowboy Carter is a result of challenging myself and taking my time to bend and blend genres together to create a body of work." So girl, I gotta tell you, I think all of this made me just love the album more, because one of the things I liked the best is that she introduced the world to the artist Linda Martell. Now, I knew Linda Martell because of Miss Jeffrey, who is a huge fan of Linda Martell. So in case you guys don't know who that is, she was the first prominent female African-American country singer. And she released an album called Color Me Country. Now, it came out in 1970. And she was the first African-American female artist to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. And do you know that she never released another album since then? Her catalog is one.
Wow.
One. So Beyonce has her on the album. She does an introduction. She's got country royalty. We're talking about the queen and king, I would say.
Right, but I would go there.
She went ahead and got Dolly
tough.
And Willie.
And right, and we're not talking about your wet Willie. We're talking about the doobie smoker himself.
Willie Will... Not,
Willie Wilson.
The fucking...
Fresh from the south side of Chicago. Right. The king of country, Willie Wilson.
Trying to fucking give you $5 if you'll vote for his ass.
Right. Isn't that the bitch that paid for the gasoline?
Willie will pull a stunt and he won't win shit. Okay, but he is the king of country. I'll tell you that right quick. Girl, I just thought this album was so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, she has a fucking Beatles cover on there.
Which I died for.
Her and four African-American female country artists, including Raina Roberts, who I saw open up for Reba. Okay, put that in your cap.
Well.
Okay.
Now, here's a question, girl. And I want to take it back to the story you were telling.
About the CMAs.
Why do you think she was booed? Was she just off key?
Girl, she wasn't off key. No, she was booed, as we all know, because country music, I'm going to say something very controversial.
Uh-huh.
Country music is filled with racist trash. Okay?
Well.
Okay?
That's where we were. That's where I wanted you to go, girl.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me that in... I mean, look at the roots of country music, okay? If we start looking at where it all started, right straight out of the stories and told of the emotion in the blues.
The 100%, the blues, two places. The blues and the bayou.
Right.
Okay?
That's exactly where these started. Now, who is known for the blues? I am going to tell you it's
Willie Wilson again?
No.
Tony Preckwinkle. With her soda tax. And her losing bid. Lori Lightfoot, girl, in her suit. Her ill-fitting suit. Okay? She's known from the bayou.
Bro? No. Who sang the blues, girl, was not your Uncle Cracker.
No. It was Billie Holiday, okay?
Right. It was Billie Holiday.
She was a lady in satin, and she sang the blues.
Okay? Okay. And what about Ella, girl?
Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella sang the blues and the jazz. Bitch, that's where the roots of fucking country are. And now we got all these people who are saying she has no right to be singing country music, which, I'm sorry, R&B, direct line to fucking country, okay? And secondly, girl, the other thing that pisses me off about it is if you just listen to the sound of the voice... That's where they're going to say it's not country. Now, here's the thing.
Here's the thing that makes me crazy with that, though, girl. The bitch is country. She is from the literal country. Well, like, I could release a country album and be authentically country. I was raised there. Now, I would never do that.
So here's the thing that I just sort of thought of is I knew we were going to talk about this, girl.
Uh-huh, girl.
What are the characteristics of country music?
I would say to me, okay, and this is just my thing. I would say a good country song is a story song. They're going to tell you a story.
Right. It is guitar heavy as a rule.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's definitely going to have a little bit of a lilt to it, if you will.
I think you got country and I think you got woes. You're going to sing about being down on your woes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're down on your woes, sounds like the blues. You got the blues. That's what it sounds like. And girl, you know, some people, the comments that you were reading about, you know, this is not country, the sound is not country. I don't necessarily disagree that the sound is not traditional country. I talked a little bit about the twang. I talked about the heavy guitar. Here's the thing. Musicians have a style, okay? An artist has a style. We would not go and tell Michelangelo that, God, he just doesn't understand street art. You would not tell him that the Sistine Chapel was a piece of shit. You wouldn't do it. Okay?
I would. The dicks are too small.
But let me even go into the same type of, at least the same field, not even just artists in terms of like fine art. But look, Dolly did a fucking rock album.
Right.
And you know what? Was it Dolly? Yeah. It still had Dolly's stamp on it.
Right.
It still had her voice, which still has a southern accent, which still has twang, but she did it in her way, her style. And you know what Beyonce did here, girl? She made an album that is country influenced in a country vein, but still kept her personality and her artistry and her taste. And that is what makes her a true fucking artist.
Right. Well, girl, the reaction to this, now critically, it was a huge hit. Rolling Stones gave it 100 out of 100.
Which they never.
Never. Do. And they said that it is an instant classic.
Oh, it is.
Now, here's the flip side to the coin. So, and you know me, I like to get into little battles with people on the internet who are stupid.
Yeah. Sometimes. You live to internet troll people.
So I'm just going.
Have you trolled a page before?
Tanya, she's been blocked by people dead and alive. Tanya, alive. Kirstie, dead.
Right.
Poor Kirstie.
Well, she didn't need help. God was going to save her from that cancer.
Right.
You know,
yeah. I don't even know it was God. It was Xenu, girl.
Xenu, that's who it was. Yeah.
So I'm just going to read, and this is, let me preface this. This is not my opinions. This is, I'm reading quotes. Okay. Are you ready, girl?
Are these people you know?
No. Okay. This is from Country Central Facebook group. Okay. Yep. And this post was, there's over 17,000 people on it.
Okay.
So they posted, Beyonce now occupies the top 26 positions on Apple Music's top country song chart. And it's a picture of her in the cowboy hat and the chart. Okay. You literally cannot go anywhere without reading things like this. And I'll quote, it's literally just Beyonce fans listening to it. This is not our music and we don't care. Here's another. This is exactly why people don't listen to country music, because they think it's full of trash like this. Here's another. Who asked for this? We don't want her. Here's another. I don't care what position she is on the chart. This is not country and I don't like even looking at the pictures. This is so stupid. How dare she try and take our music? This doesn't belong anywhere near country. It belongs in the trash. Country needs to be cleaned up and reclassified, because this is not it. Not what I signed up for. All good things come to an end, and so does country music now. That's just probably the first 10 comments that you read.
Unreal.
And what do you think that all of these people have in common, girl?
Well, I will tell you something. They're all white.
Well, that is a given. Okay.
They're all white.
That is a given. Now, I went ahead and posted this. Okay? I said, first Beyonce, many more to come. Can't wait. Lana Del Rey has a country album coming out too. I love it. No genre belongs to only one type of artist. That's the joy of music. Can't wait to see more artists flex their country skills. Cowboy Carter is amazing. Now, do you want to hear what the first comment on this was?
I'd love to hear how people responded.
Okay. The first thing that was written on here is, look at this woke piece of trash. Guess you might be offended if you knew what I really thought about you. Okay?
What I love is that piece of trash thinks you give a fuck
right.
about what he thinks about
you. Right. But so it has driven the white racist country fandom into shambles. So one thing that we did, and I know we've been talking, we're going to have to go to break. But one thing we did on the break, or which I loved, is all these people saying, this isn't country. We don't like anything like this. So Mark brought up the idea, why don't we go to the country music charts right now and just see what real country is sounding like today to see what these people were talking about. So let's just play a couple that you found, girl. So the first one that I want to play, this is what they say is real country, right? This is the next one on the chart. It's a song by someone called Hardy. Okay, here it goes. Okay, I'm not going to shade that song. It's kind of catchy. How is that country? I mean, it's country influenced, but that is just as much hip hop as it is country.
I don't disagree. What I will tell you, and I'll save my punch.
Is that that man is white, so therefore they like it?
I mean, that's definitely there. But here's the thing, girl. I saw every fucking person I went to high school with bopping along to it that I had.
Right, right.
That's who I went to high school with.
Right. Oh, me too. That. Me too. Now, bitch, what about this? Have we forgotten this? Hey, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie. Okay, I actually live for that song.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But here's the thing. They act like country music is Loretta Lynn and Brooks and Dunn. Okay, that is not country music of today. Country music of today has grown and morphed. And now they're acting like this Beyonce album with influences of hip-hop and R&B is some kind of crazy thing that makes it not country. That's some bullshit.
What I'd like you to do, girl, if you could for me, could you go ahead and play number 9 on the country chart? Morning. Talk about the desert and the Joshua
tree. It's pretty girl stories. And that'll be enough of that. I didn't like that one, girl.
Well, right. But my point is I'm making a point here. If it sounds like that, where it's a man with a mid-toned voice, not high, and it's going to have a twang, a southern accent in what they're saying, and there's going to be that sort of lilt that you're going to get out of the guitar, then we're going to be okay with it because it's obviously okay, well, no, first of all.
You don't even need to go that far. It's a white artist,
well, it's period. It's a white artist, but you can tell they're white literally by the way they sing. And that's the difference here with Beyoncé.
And here's and my last thing to put a little cap on this is another thing that keeps coming up is, oh, so now I guess country music artists can just make their own rap artists, right? Well, here's another song from the charts. I'm just going to play it now. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa wood, listen to the plam. Light it up and take a puff, pass it to me now. I got that wood grain with the leather seats. I got the windows. So, bitch, it's already happening.
Okay,
that's on the charts now.
And here's my question for you, girl.
And it's trash. That's garbage.
How is that any different than what was happening in the 50s and 60s with doo-wop?
Right. But, okay. Well, that is absolute trash. So whoever Austin Williams is, I'm not here for that.
Right.
But what I am here for is Cowboy Cardi. Cowboy Carter playing Jane Spaghetti. Okay,
well, here's my question for you. Is Cardi B next with her country song?
Well, I'll listen to it.
Girl, here's my question.
Okay.
I want you to rank your top 3 songs off of Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy Carter. Yeah. Number three, I'll go in a reverse order.
Okay.
Number three for me is going to have to be Jolene. Okay? She took Dolly's song with Dolly's permission and she rewrote it and she let Jolene have it. Okay.
I live for it. And she gave the credit to Dolly for the songwriting. Changed the lyric.
Changed the you know why? Because she gave Dolly the coin that she deserves.
Oh, right.
Number two for me is Daughter. Oh. Hands down. Love that song. And number one for me, with a bullet, is Plain Jane Spaghetti, otherwise known as Spaghetti.
Right. Now, bitch, you know, here's my three.
Okay, let's hear
them. You didn't ask for them, but I'm going to give them to
no,
you.
No, I want to know them.
So my number three, I'll do them in reverse order just like you, okay, is Texas Hold'em. I love that song.
Uh-huh.
It is catchy as shit.
Well.
My number two girl, and this is so interesting because we're totally different on this.
Yep.
And it's not necessarily about the song as much as about the story of the song. And that girl, for your nerves, is Blackbird.
Yep. I like
it. Okay. And then my number one off this album, girl, is La La.
I love La La.
It's catchy and it's, I love it. I love it. Those are my top threes.
I love it. Do you mind if we go out with Spaghetti, my favorite?
It's fine, girl. Bring it on.
Why it's my favorite.
Is there a meatball involved?
Well, maybe. Why it's my favorite is I think all of the songs have a country base to it. Yeah. This one doesn't. I love that she's just like, and now you get this. Okay, kids, let's go to us a break.
The kitchen cooking up some chicken's extra leg, but I ain't even trying to kick it. Country, country, petty, 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 all the same to me, plain Jane spaghetti. No sauce, no sauce, too soft, too soft. They salty, they shooting like curry. One hand on my holster, then pass it to home.
Kids, welcome back. And we hope you were bopping along to some bounce in the Cowboy Carter. Okay? That's what we were bopping to anyway.
I'm going to now bop myself on over to the segment that I like to call, and I think you like to call it this too. What do we call it, girl? I think we call it
Trash Talk. Girl, I'm going to kick us off.
Okay.
Okay? Now, the world of chess.
Ooh.
You know chess, right? I'm not talking about the musical, girl.
I don't know that, but I know the game of chess. Bobby Fischer.
Well, do you recall the headlines from 2022 with the buzziest news story out of chess world in a real long time about some vibrating anal beads?
Yes.
As an accusation.
Yes, we covered it on this potty, Painted Trash Podcast.
Right. Right, we did. So, kids, in case you missed it, you should obviously go back and listen to it, right? But
good luck on finding it, but it's there. Just listen to all of it. Was either season two or three.
Right.
Or what season are we in now?
Well, season five.
It might have been in four.
Right. I think pretty sure it was in three because it was 2022, so 2 years ago.
Okay.
So probably somewhere in 2022. But you know what? If you haven't listened to all four seasons leading up to now, what have you been doing with your life?
Okay. Not listening to not being on the potty.
Right. Right. Exactly. So you need to get on the potty and listen up. So kids, and just to give you the real quick of this, there was an accusation that a chess player at a Masters tournament in St. Louis, Missouri.
Right.
Was 19-year-old Hans Niemann was accused of having anal beads that vibrated, which helped him to win over the Grandmaster Magnus Carlsen. Well, kids, Magnus Carlsen got so turned out about losing and about this accusation of vibrating anal beads that a 19-year-old had up his ass, which is, to be clear, an accusation. There's no proof that anyone's ever been able to produce of it. It's just an accusation.
Okay.
Okay? He went ahead and filed a lawsuit in the federal court of St. Louis, girl.
2 years later.
Right. They went ahead, girl, and dismissed that.
Yeah.
In the summer of 2023. Well, girl, what is absolutely crazy to me, there's a wellness company named WeVibe. They're now offering free anal stimulation toys to all the players in next month's World Chess Championship in Toronto.
Not Kyan Kent. Not Cayenne King.
That's where it is. You know where it is.
Cayenne King.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking about Toronto, Canada, kids.
Right.
I was trying to say Ontario and Canada at the same time.
And you, I don't know why you were saying Ontario at all.
Well, Toronto is in Ontario. Now, they went ahead and issued a statement saying, quote, "As the world watches in anticipation, WeVibe is proud to support the World Chess Championship. We hope to empower players to make their moves with confidence, both inside and outside the game."
This is great marketing.
Right. So, girl,
they're trying to get some clits thumping at that chess convention.
That's what I'm thinking. But we have found out now, girl. This is breaking news. Girl, your player who went ahead and lost the Grandmaster Magnus Carlsen, girl.
Uh-huh.
He went ahead and bowed out already after the statement, girl. He withdrew from the World Championships in Toronto, Canada.
Solely because they were being promoted by butt vibrators?
Butt vibration, girl. So it sounds like he wasn't so interested in a butt plug.
Girl, have you ever used a vibrating butt plug?
I haven't used a vibrating one, but I have used a butt plug before.
Right. I knew someone who used, it was kind of like a butt plug. It was like more egg-shaped. And they used to put it up their twat.
And the male twat?
Yeah. And you had, there was a little remote and you could give it to a friend.
Right.
And they could do your pussy up while you were doing whatever you were doing.
Right. Bitch, I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. In the world of, I'm going to call it a kink. I don't really think it's kink, but in the world of kink, there's a toy called Love Sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically is a vibrator, okay, but it bends. So you can get it right on that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it has a vibration, and there's multiple levels of the vibration.
Right.
But what you do, and you have, it has a remote. You can either give it to somebody to actually use a remote, or you can fucking log in. So somebody across the world,
oh God,
could log in and turn it on and off. Bitch, you could be sitting in a meeting, and somebody's going to get
someone in China is getting your pussy going.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm gonna. So here's the thing. I don't play chess.
Do you know how to play?
I don't.
Oh my God.
I've never played. Isn't that wild? I've never played, never learned how to play. But girl, here's the thing. Do you think you could win with a dildo up your ass? Girl?
I don't know. I'd be too distracted if I had a dildo.
If you had a dildo inside you?
I don't think.
Vibrating, girl?
I don't think I'd be focusing on the pawns and the knights.
What about the bishop?
She might be focused on that rook. Because she have a rook right up her hole. Okay? Well, girl, I brought something to you.
Okay.
Today. Now, do you remember a few years back when one comedic icon of Fire Engine Red Hair fame from Suddenly Susan. Fame?
Mm-hmm, girl.
We're talking Kathy Griffin.
Her life on the D-list. Miss Griffin. She's on tour right now. Coming to a theater near you.
Now, remember when she released the photo holding up the head of Donald Trump covered in ketchup, girl, and her career got canceled, and she got canceled, and she got nearly arrested, and she got death threats, and this and that, and even her best friend, Nandy Cohn.
Not Nandy Cohn. Nandy Cohn.
Nandy Cohn, girl.
You know what Nandy Cohn said? What? I don't even know who that is. Right. I don't know who she is.
All her best friends turned against her just for
not Rosie. This. Don't do that to her. She's stuck by her side.
Now, everyone was up in arms over that girl. Well, just this past week.
And we know that the dump was involved, too. Don't forget that. The dump is the one who had her investigated for a threat to his entire family. Do you know what she was investigated for? Threats on the president of the United States.
Right. So it's very funny that just this past week, the dump went on his Truth Social, which is the stupidest name for a piece of shit.
It's ironic, if you will. I mean, isn't it ironic, girl?
Well, I do think.
Yeah. Do you really think? It's called the Truth Social, and there's nothing truthful put on the piece.
Bold thought, girl. I wonder if anyone's ever had that. Well, he went up on his Truth Social and he retweeted a post from Long Island, New York. And I'm sure you've all seen it. It's a pickup truck driving by. And on the back of the cab door, the trunk door,
It has a decal covering it that is a photo of Joe Biden tied up, hog-tied, and gagged as if he's being kidnapped.
Right.
Now, Trump went ahead and reposted that. So what I want to hear, and by the time it was up, I mean, thousands of retweets, likes, comments.
Oh, yes.
So these are the people who nearly lost their goddamn mind over Kathy Griffin. But now it's okay to show the horse dangers tied up in the truck. And he reposted it. It's enough that it exists. But then he reposted it. Also, I got to say, I don't want to go with, is this legal? Of course it's legal. Is it
a credible threat?
Well, right.
And this is my question to you, girl. And I thought of this immediately because I was hooked to the Kathy Griffin saga. I am a humongous Kathy Griffin fan. I've read her books. I live for her. Okay. But when this happened, I was like, oh, she's going to get in so much trouble for this. And where's the trouble here?
Because what's been done to this man?
Right. What's been done to the dump? I mean, he's got a track record here. So now he said the appeals court hearing, he's had his attorneys literally say, well, yeah, I mean, if the argument is he can do whatever he wants because he's the president of the United States, he could kill his political opponent. So literally now he's showing photos of it.
Right.
Where are the consequences here? Unbelievable.
It's just a hypocrisy of the week, kids. Now, what do you have to close us out, girl?
I see you got me all turned out over that. It just pisses me off. All right, girl. I got a goodie for you.
Okay.
And this comes to us out of the UK.
So it has an air of elegance to it.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when... Have you lost many people in your life to cancer, girl?
A few. Now, I wouldn't say a lot, but a few.
I've lost a lot.
Okay.
And often, you know, there becomes a time where everyone knows it's terminal and there's nothing more that can be done. And it feels like a waiting game.
And that can happen with
so many different illnesses. Yeah. And it's horrific and it's terrible. But what it does offer is not just a last will and testament, but it also allows for you to make your own arrangements exactly how you want to make them.
Right.
And there's a real beauty in that, I think. And it also takes the pressure off the grieving family. In the UK, Sharon Tufts from Meldon, Essex, had breast cancer and she knew she was going to die, girl.
Yeah.
So she talked with her daughter, Louise,
mm-hmm.
that she wanted to plan every part of her memorial. And a friend of Sharon's, the mother, had joked that he would come dressed as a Grim Reaper to her ceremony. And she said, oh my God, that's perfect.
Right.
You must do that. So she invited this man, her friend, to come to her wake and her funeral dressed as the Grim Reaper.
Love it.
Now, girl, tell the kids, what's the role of the Grim Reaper?
So he comes when you're about to die and he's taking your ass
right
to the next place.
Right. He's taking you, he's bringing you across the bridge. He's taking you out.
He's got a sickle with him.
Yeah. He's got a big old sickle.
Right.
Right.
And he's going to guide you to where your ass is going.
Up or down.
Because you're not staying here.
Right.
If you see his ass, you're done with the here.
Right. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Right.
That's what he'll say. Well, girl, she made her daughter promise that she would do it. And her daughter said, quote, and he's the kind of friend that would fulfill a promise no matter what.
Yep.
So, bitch, the friend showed up as the Grim Reaper, as per the request.
Good. Good for him.
And saying, you're next.
Right.
Okay.
So to all the guests.
To the guests.
Right.
And I probably not all of them, but a few of them, I think.
Some of the older ones.
Right. Some of the, for sure.
Right.
At this wake and said, well, you're next.
I love it. I think it's fun. I feel like I would want to be a part of mine. I already know what song I want to play at mine, and I want it played loud.
Okay. Well, does Miss Jeffrey know what it is, girl?
I don't know that I've ever told him, but I will. I'll get my affairs in order. Okay. Well, don't you worry.
Okay. Well, because I'll make sure it happens, girl.
You
just got to let me know.
I will.
Now,
you're predicting I'm dying first. Probably solid pick.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm going to die any day.
any day now.
Right. I'm just waiting.
Right.
Well, girl, the daughter said, quote, it was a perfect service and it was exactly what she wanted. She said it was a Thanksgiving. It was a really good Thanksgiving of her life. She would absolutely be loving the attention her funeral is getting. It showcased her personality and her sense of humor. She didn't want people crying, dressed in black, being sad. When I think of her funeral now, it makes me smile. It's a good memory, not a bad one.
I love it.
I love the perspective.
Yeah.
You know, have a little fun when you're dead.
Right.
You know, leave people with a laugh.
I have a certain song in mind. I think I might hire someone to be an impersonator of me and walk around and pretend I'm still alive for a bit as a joke.
Well, girl, I know.
Oh.
As we move out of trash talk, we've got time for a recommendation, and I'm sure you've got one.
Bitch. Okay, this is a new, if you know anything about me, you know that I love a documentary series.
Oh, if it's true crime related, yeah. You're all in.
Not only if it's true crime, girl, but what is the one genre that I will watch any shit of? It's true crime-like, but okay. It's a specific. If it has anything to do with a cult or a cultish type thing.
Yeah, you live for cults. Now, we both watched both documentaries about Nexium.
Oh, and I'll watch a third one when it comes out. And the Jinx season 2 is coming out soon. But I'm getting ahead of myself. This is on the max. Oh. As of this recording coming out, there should be 2 episodes out. But as I've seen it so far, I've just seen the first. Now, this girl is called the Synanon Fix. Now, have you heard about it, girl?
I haven't, girl.
Okay, so Synanon, that's the cult. It started by an alcoholic who had gone clean, right? And he wanted to start his own drug and alcohol, like AA, but he wanted to start his own. And so he created Synanon. That was the name of it. And it started as like a halfway house, kind of, where if you were addicted to any old kind of thing, you could come there. And they would feed you, and you get your 3 meals a day. You have a place to live. It was like a communal place.
Right, like a recovery house.
Kind of like a recovery house. And he focused it on hard drug users, like crack, heroin, things like that. But anyone was welcome.
Okay.
And people started going clean, like quitting these drugs that they've been doing for years, and like hard drugs to get off of.
Amazing.
Now, one of the tenets of the thing is the Synanon game that they would play each night.
There's a game?
It's called a game. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a pro on this yet because I've only seen the first episode. Okay. But there are only 2 rules about the game.
Mm-hmm.
Could not incite any physical violence, okay? And you could not leave during the game. So what the game is they put all these addicts, recovering addicts, people going through current withdrawals, into a room. And you just read each other for shit. So there's these addicts who are like, you're a fucking disgrace. Look at your arms, you dirty whore. You're a fucking pig. And then her going, well, you smell like shit. Look at you. Why don't you go take a drink, you fat hog? And they do this for hours. And it's the game.
Oh, my God.
And it's how they get out their
aggressions
without drinking and without doing violence. So it's very interesting. There was even a movie made about it, which I've now got to see, starring Eartha Kitt. But girl, then they say coming up on this season, well, of course, they're fucking each other. They're killing people.
Wow.
And the guy who headed it up, of course, he's still a raging alcoholic who keeps it hidden. But he's not recovered from anything.
Wow.
So this is the Synanon Fix. And girl, I'm hooked.
After one episode.
I cannot wait for the second one. Okay.
You better get it.
What do you have?
Girl, my recommendation is going to come to us right out of Apple TV Plus. Girl, oh. I'm going to read you a cast list. Okay. Kristen Wiig.
Uh-huh.
Ricky Martin.
Yep.
Josh Lucas. Laura Dern.
Oh, yeah.
Allison Janney. Girl, we're talking some big fucking hitters. Carol Burnett.
Right.
Mindy Cohn. This is
Leslie Bibb.
Leslie Bibb. Bitch, I'm telling you right now, this is Palm Royale on Apple TV Plus. This for me is like the soap operas from yesteryear.
How many episodes did you watch, girl?
So far, girl, I'm 2 in.
Okay.
Okay. And it's got the humor that you would want from Kristen Wiig, but it's done in a way that's not Bridesmaids. It's not raunchy. It's not.
We watched the first episode.
It's funky funny.
Funky fresh cold Medina.
It's not cold Medina, but it's fresh and right. funky.
Right.
Okay. I live for Allison Janney. I pretty much would watch anything she's done.
Right.
Okay. And I've watched some trash.
Oh, we watched that Yuba County piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. I watched Yuba County. I watched it.
Trash.
Did you watch Lou on Netflix?
No, but I wanted to. That's the action piece?
Yeah. It's
good. I got to watch that.
It's fucking good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, have you seen the people who were at the wedding?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No. But I did watch episode one of
Palm Royale Girl. Yeah. And that's the name of the series, kids. Palm Royale. I'll give you a quick setup. There's a club. It's an exclusive club in Palm Beach, Florida, girl. And maybe it West Palm Beach?
Palm Beach.
It's in Palm Beach, Florida. So they're all members. Leslie Bibb and Mindy Cohn and Allison Janney. And Kristen Wiig is desperate to be in high society. And so she's willing to do whatever it takes to get there, including fuck with Carol Burnett.
Right.
And you know what nobody should ever do?
Right.
Is fuck with Carol Burnett.
Not the queen of comedy.
No. But girl, it's fun. It's not going to get you into some heavy emotional place.
Right.
But it's some lighthearted, fun, little bit of social commentary. So that's Palm Royale, kids, on the Apple TV Plus, streaming now.
While you're on your phone looking for the Apple TV Plus or the Palm Royale for the Cinnanon, head on over to where you're listening to this podcast. Just click on it because you're listening to it right now. Why don't you leave us a 5-star rating if you can? Head over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review. We're going to read some on air, but we got to get some, okay? Now, I'm fucking seeing the numbers in Australia. Are going high. I want to hear from the Aussies. Okay? Send us an email, paintedtrashpodcast@gmail.com. Say hey, let us know what you've been watching, recommend something to us, and give us some trash to talk about. We're also filling up the mailbag for a Dear Trash Advice episode coming soon. Just send us an email to paintedtrashpodcast@gmail.com. Just say advice and ask us a question. Any old question will do. Thank you so much. You can follow us on Painted Trash Pod, Instagram, and Twitter, Painted Trash Podcast on Facebook, and as always, paintedtrashpodcast.com.
Yeah, girl, get it, girl. Kids, thank you so much for joining us this week. What a goodie. I'm telling you, we've talked about Beyonce. We've talked about feeding your fat fucking face.
Right. We've talked about your vibrating.
Right. Or others.
Yeah.
We've talked about how to cheat at chess.
Right.
We've talked about hog tying a bitch.
Wow.
Okay. But you know what we haven't done, kids? Is forgotten about you. So as you go through your week this week, you go ahead and talk trash. And if you're going to talk trash, bitch, you better paint it.
Have a listen to the theme on your way out. Y'all come back now, you hear?